our Lord's commandment that we should be like children is an exhortation to become like him who became the child of Mary so that we might become children of his heavenly Father. And so when our Lord exhorts us to become like children, it is not, of course, to become what St. Paul exhorts us not to become in his epistles, where he speaks about the ways of a child which we must abandon in order to become adults in the Lord, because ultimately we are called to sacrifice ourselves the way Christ sacrificed himself for us, and that requires us to be mature in the faith. But to become mature in the faith, to become spiritually strong, we must become totally dependent upon God and totally trusting in him. We are, all of us, creatures of God and absolutely dependent upon him for everything that we have, everything that we are, including, you know, our existence. Our very existence is directly the result of God's creative power. But we also need to be recreated in grace. We need to be restored to the friendship of God. And the means that God chose to do this was the redemptive incarnation. Our Lord chose to become one of us, to join his divinity to our humanity, and to lift up our humanity in grace so that we might live as children of God. And the link between heaven and earth, between the human and the divine, is our Blessed Lady. Our Lord chose in this stupendous way, which only God could have revealed. Nobody would have suspected it if it were not for the prophecies which God spoke through the prophets about the coming of the Savior. No one would imagine that God would become the child of Mary and humble himself in this fashion. And it's not a metaphor or an appearance. One of the early heresies in the church, Docetism, you know, said that the incarnation and especially the redemption were just appearances done for appearance sake. It didn't really happen, but just to illustrate God's love for us, because God couldn't take flesh, God couldn't suffer and die on the cross. Of course, these were condemned as heresies because they are. The reality is that Jesus is flesh of Our Lady's flesh, conceived virginally, but truly the child of Mary. He dwelt in her womb for 9 months. He nursed at her breast. He became totally dependent upon her. And the relationship of mother and son, padures, and not until the end of the world, but for all eternity. For all eternity, Jesus will have his sacred humanity in heaven, which is glorified, ascended and glorified, the right hand of his Father. He will bear the marks of the wounds in his hands and feet and his side, and he will always call Mary mother, and he will always respect her, according to the fourth commandment, as his mother. And so our childlikeness includes relating to Our Lady the way our Lord has, becoming her child, humbling ourselves, and acknowledging her maternal rights over us. She still has maternal rights over Jesus. She has them over us as well. And it's this path of humility, of dependence, of confidence in God through Our Lady that allows us to become spiritually mature and sacrificial. We celebrate very often, when the days are free, a memorial in honor of Our Lady on Saturday. And this is a very long ancient tradition, and there are various explanations for the reason why we dedicate Saturday to Our Lady, but one of them is because it's the day that Our Lord laid in the tomb, and Our Lady kept vigil at the tomb in faith, knowing that He would rise on the third day, and yet she poured herself out as a mother, surrendered her maternal rights, watched her son be crucified, and was separated from him in this horrible way, and had to live this great challenge of faith, which she met completely and perfectly, but nevertheless, which was a source of pain and suffering. It was Our Lady's supreme human example, creaturely example of sacrifice, of sacrificial love, in obedience to the Father, in solidarity with her Son, and out of mercy for sinners. And Jesus, who was her child, brought Our Lady along with him, not only during his public ministry, but most of all in his final sacrifice. So we turn to Our Lady that she might form in us the image of Christ, that we might have the strength, the manly strength, to be like Christ at each and every moment. St. Bonaventure, when he talks about the gift of fortitude and the manliness of the gift of fortitude, says that it is exemplified by the strong woman of Proverbs, who is Our Lady standing at the foot of the cross. May we find our strength in her, who is the omnipotent prayer, the one who intercedes before the throne of God and obtains for her children every grace, the grace to become like Christ and to love him, his heavenly Father, and one another with his very own love. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.